Where do you want to go? I asked. Everywhere. I want to walk on the Great Wall of China. I want to walk to the top of the pyramids in Egypt. I want to swim in every ocean. I want to climb Mount Everest. I want to go on an African safari. I want to ride a dog sled in Antarctica. I want all of it, every single piece of everything. Her eyes got this strange, faraway look, like she'd been hypnotized. I laughed. Don't laugh at me, she said. I'm not laughing at you, I said. I'm laughing at your eyes. That's the whole problem, she said. Nobody takes me seriously. Well, come on, it's kind of hard to take you seriously when you're talking about the Great Wall of China and Egypt and stuff. Those are just big goofy dreams. They're not real. They're real to me, she said. Why don't you quit talking in dreams and tell me what you really want to do with your life, I said. Make it simple. I want to go to Stanford and study architecture. Wow, that's cool, I said. But why architecture? Because I want to build something beautiful. Because I want to be remembered. And I couldn't make fun of her for that dream. It was my dream too. And Indian boys weren't supposed to dream like that. And white girls from small towns weren't supposed to dream big either. We were supposed to be happy with our limitations. But there was no way Penelope and I were going to sit still. Nope. We both wanted to fly. You know, I said, I think it's way cool that you want to travel the world. But you won't even make it halfway if you don't eat enough. She was in pain. And I loved her. Sort of loved her, I guess. So I kind of had to love her pain, too. Mostly, I loved to look at her. I guess that's what boys do, right? And men. We look at girls and women. We stare at them. Was it wrong to stare so much? Was it romantic at all? I don't know. But I couldn't help myself. Maybe I don't know anything about romance, but I know a little bit about beauty. And man, Penelope was crazy beautiful. Can you blame me for staring at her all day long?